me take this to the street.
Talk radio.
Play soccer, football, and asphalt. Man, we was all bloodied up, man. Scraped up and every damn thing else, and nobody would quit. Man, we only did it one time, though. Because after we got finished, man, we were finished. Now, when I come out finished, we were finished. We were literally finished. We... Huh? Well, damn, you got asphalt in your ass. You know what I mean? But what I'm getting to is, in my generation, we would do stuff like that. We would build ramps and try to see if we could jump up on top of a roof.
Yeah.
We would find second-story buildings, open up the window, and jump out of them. This generation is totally different, man. I'm afraid they may... Breaking a fingernail today is like breaking a bone in my day.
That's the truth.
I'm telling you, we were hard, man. We were hard as we'll take a lift. I mean, hard. We were hard people. We would take them bikes and we'll make, you know, like BMX trails. That wasn't on BMX trails. You just going through the woods. Man, we'd be racing. You'll say that there's a $10,000 prize waiting at the end. Wrecking in the trees, running in the trees. I mean, going for broke. Then, we'd have, all of a sudden, somebody would come on some boxing with us. So we'll make a ring. Next thing you know, we all sitting around. That thing's old with, man. Now, don't get me wrong. My body's good. So I promise you. It's good. It's good. I'll just keep showing the sky. I mean, there we go. I remember, well, the Oktoberfest over in Germany. And they get mad because the German women will come down with us soldiers and stuff. And these big bubbles will come down there speaking German. I don't know. But I got his attention. I was always the calm one, but I still got people's attention, too. You know, I got his attention. I did like this. I mean, I'm going to bust your back, okay? I was actually a bouncer, too. And on that right in front of the Rhine River. The Rhine River. Over in Germany. Got paid 50 marks a night. That was big money then. It was marks then. It was German marks. It wasn't euros then. It was marks. I used to cut hair on the weekend and throw in that old Marvin Gaye and all that old other stuff, man. And them brothers come out, man, just go down the farting down room, man. He cut hair. He got crown roll. I used to crown roll with him, man. I would make me 200 marks a weekend. Mother Carol will say, don't you need some money? I said, I told y'all, I got y'all, we good. I had enough money, I would make enough money cutting half. Everybody getting ready for the grill this because they didn't like the pulled barbers. They're like, man, he's doing it. And they just, you know, they just fooling with it, man. So they throw you a little tip in there. Huh?
This was for the
customer. Yeah, for the soldiers, man. I had my room management. Huh?
But you said you was drinking and cutting.
I was drinking and cutting. Don't you know what I said? You don't never know when we play midnight hour. We be drinking and playing music. We don't miss a beat. Hey, I got some good cuts. And I've been shooting. That's my girl. She can hardly ever... She gets to keep the whole entire paycheck for the family, all of it. I have my drinking money, living money. told Mother Carol, yeah, she gets over there. And I tell these brothers, say, look here, man, don't tell my wife nothing about anything that's going on. Just don't mention nothing. Oh, we got to solve that. Oh, come on, man. Sorry on that. Man, no, as soon as we get off this book, let's get 2 or 3 drinks in them. Yo, husband, put this guy's head through the damn door. He did all this. I'm about to whoop all y'all asses. This is what I'm about to do. Then next thing you know, now we ain't them people out there, let's knuckle up. I say, we finna knuckle up. Y'all supposed not to tell a damn thing. Y'all feel spilling damn things about every damn thing. Unreliable. Damn, one of the days. Just carnality, unregenerated, not born again, on your way to hell. Yeah, with gasoline draws on. And that was during the first Gulf War. None. Man, bro, let me tell you something. When I became born again, they dropped me like everybody did. They didn't want no part of me. No, first of all, life apart had no nothing to do with it. Zero, zilch, nada. You know me, hallelujah. I would go and sit down at the table. And I'll have this whole table to myself. Nobody will come and sit with me, but I'll be fine. I'll just take my Bible, pull it out, eat my child, I'm good. So then, I even had the chaplains running.
Hallelujah!
Carol, tell you, man, I've seen that Bible so much, man. My first 3 years of being born, man, that's all I really. She says, ain't you going to wash the car? I said, it'll rain. Because you know black men got to wash the car. You got to wash the thing all it up and then look like you're cool. Nobody gives you what you look like, but you know what you look like. You make cool. Man. I said, it rained. It kicks you like, boy. And my she was definitely undergenerated. She wasn't. My girl just wasn't there. She kept rebelling, man. I gave her a few more times and said, look, let me tell you something. You got 2 more times to do that. And you got 1 more time. Go on. We'll do it my way or do it Trailways. There was a bus station called Trailways at the time. I know most of y'all ain't never heard of nothing like it, but, you know, and don't worry about it. I don't blame you. What in that generation don't need to hear about it. But I can tell you one thing. My generation is a hell of a lot better than y'all generation. Y'all generation is all jacked up, man. I mean, it's bad. But what's really terrible is that it's my generation that is the lawmakers, the senators, the congressmen, the House representatives that's passing all these laws to allow all these immorality. See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And now what's really going on?
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? What the hell is really going on? All right, Israel, we in here having a discussion. We're having a discussion about generations, and of course, I'm winning. I'm winning because, you know, my generation has the best music because they don't make music nowadays. I mean, can y'all name 5 bands? I can name 20 bands right off the top of my head right now, if you're talking about. In other words, there's no talent. And the reason why people today can't memorize any Bible verses because when you're dealing with stuff electronically, it's not designed for you to remember it. You've got to read. You got to open up that book, the natural book. And you got to get it that way. I'm telling you, there's something spiritual, something different about waking up early in the morning, having morning devotion with the Most High Yah. Reading the book, meditating on the book,
yes, sir.
As opposed to having this damn cell phone, this damn one-eyed monster now in front of your damn face all the damn time.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Yep. No, for real.
Yes, true.
That's why y'all can't retain nothing. Well, passed out. You got well passed out my ass. Well, anyway. Hey, I'm glad each and every last one of you are here. I really, truly am. We got an exciting show here for you tonight, broadcast, whatever you want to call it. Tomorrow, we won't be playing any praise and worship music. We're going directly into the teaching. And that's something. Somebody come right on and say, the cussing pastor. Yep, you come up here, I'll cuss you out to your face. Y'all let them comment next time. Get their address and stuff. Tell them, give them my address and tell them come see about me. People don't even know what cussing is. No matter how many times you tell them, they don't know what cussing is. Elijah, you know, this generation is clean as their mouth allegedly is and as filthy as their life is.
Yes.
They will send Elijah to a living burning hell.
Mm-hmm.
See, the people, you read English translation and you assume that you're reading the exact same words that the prophets and the Messiah spoke.
You gotta do it. You gotta say that.
I mean, it's called translation. There was a time they talked about that the issue of Israelites were like donkeys. Do y'all know what that means? Or is that a metaphor? See, if I don't set up at, right now I probably got children here and stuff, but if I lay that down to you, boy, you'd be like, oh! Why you get all appalled when you see faggots and homosexuals every single day? You see drag queens every day, but you don't get upset at that. You see men dressing up like women and women looking like men. Have y'all noticed something unique that's going on today with the birches? The birches. Men are now wearing skin-tight pants. And women are wearing baggy pants.
Yes.
Now, women shouldn't be wearing pants at all.
I mean,
bro. They're called birches. Y'all make that. That's a little old-fashioned. Go look at the translation. This is crazy, man. I'm telling you, this whole world is turned upside down. Anyway, hey, we bless you all. We thank y'all for being here tonight. Welcome to Straightway Truth Radio Broadcast. Hey, Pastor Muir, Straightway Ghost, and thank y'all for your offering, my brother. Hallelujah. All y'all that contribute to the calls here tonight. I'm going to tell you right now, tomorrow, Shabbat morning, at 11 a.m. sharp. Well, we have a meeting and greeting. We're going to talk about, and we're going to do a very extensive teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you right now, by the time I get finished with that teaching, if you got any pride in you, your pride is stronger than humility then. Because by the time I get finished with it, you should be clawing to the front to get filled with the Holy Spirit. Because this young generation, there's a pride and a presumption that's inside of y'all I've never seen before in my life. Now, mind you, I'm 100% bona fide, bovine man. And when y'all got a hold of me, boy, he broke me down past kneecaps. Y'all heard my testimony?
Yes, sir.
And I got eyewitnesses. If I could probably find his number. He was sitting right there next to me when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He would tell you straight up. That man, if he tell you, he's telling the truth. You can take it to the bank. I'm an eyewitness. Most people are too prideful to call out their sins in front of a bunch of strangers. But strangers ain't going to write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I said strangers is not going to write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I ain't got the fear of man. I got the fear of Yah. The fear of man bringeth the snare. And I'm telling you, man, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, everything changed.
Yes, sir.
Even to the point it's still even affecting me, even still to now. The spirit of truth in whom the world cannot receive. When we're going to go in, I'm telling you, when I say extensive, I mean extensive. Y'all might as well get y'all a legal pad. And get ready, because tomorrow we're going to be there. You better lock in at least 3 hours. Just lock it in. We'll back down. You can't talk 3 hours. I can talk 7.
You just ain't never experienced it. But my longest meeting has been 7.5 hours. And nobody got up to use the bathroom and nobody left. Today, everybody going to use the bathroom to get relief from those spirits of torment.
Oh, geez.
I ain't think I knew about that, did you? That's the Hebrew, man. Thank you. Thank you very much for your offering there, bro. Brother Ryan, man, done popped his cherry. That brother, he done turned around and done set up and done killed a deer.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. The warrior. Go on. You don't cease to impress me, though. You know that?
Hallelujah.
Damn builder.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Yep.
Well, that turned you to a warrior now.
Yeah.
You getting there, ain't you?
I'm getting there.
Was that your gun that I took apart one time? Because I said there's all this carbon in here. Because
that was one that I...
That was one?
That was one that I gave to Jordan.
Did you give it to Jordan?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all learn how to break it down?
Yes, sir.
You got it?
I got it.
You got it, okay. I remember that when he was going back out of training and stuff. You're a man's man.
Yeah.
But see, believe it or not, this is what's crazy. A lot of people that are in special forces, they look just like you. Mm-hmm. It ain't until they get into their 30s, you know, because everything about your skeletal, you know, foundation, everything, it starts changing. A lot of people don't understand. A lot of people, the SF and Rangers and some of the baddest damn men on earth. Now, a man that is willing to die for what he believes in. They don't look like these guys out here that talk a bunch of crap and all that old other stuff. You know, there's a lot of people got loud mouths. And the one thing I learned about people that got loud mouths, go smack him in the mouth first. That's what you do. Let's see how loud his mouth is then.
Yep.
Now, if he's a warrior, you better get ready to fight, but let him know you've been there. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But Brother Ryan, first deer.
Oh, yeah.
Got to give it up to the warrior, man.
Yep.
So, Brother Ryan, how was that first kill, man?
It was excellent.
It was exhilarating, wasn't it?
It was.
Did you feel it?
I felt it.
You felt it, though. Did you get a little nervous? Because you want to be, you know, you want to be precise there.
Oh, absolutely. I wasn't going to let him go.
You were going to let him go. The anxiety is there, though, isn't it?
I had to get past it. It was there.
It was there. Yeah, it was there. See, I like an honest man. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to make any statement without having an experience for myself. So if you turn around and act like that you pass what everybody else first killed is, man. And you start exaggerating this stuff, man. Come on, man. You know, I'm trying to lead this interview here because I've been there, done it. You understand me? That first kill, ain't it something else? So how was it, man, when you gutted it? Did you learn how to gut it before you killed it?
I learned how to gut it.
You did?
Okay.
How was the gutting of it, though, man?
I mean, I've gutted chicken and stuff before.
He's a chicken stew. So you do this to it. Didn't turn your stomach. And I just... gut the book and throw out the insides and drag that book up out of the woods and let's roll, right?
Somebody
got to see all I'm talking about. Brother Ryan. That's what I'm talking about. And Brother Ariel popped his cherry too. Hey! He got him a nice buck there. Got a couple of photos and pictures. He's been waiting for years to do that. It was exhilarating, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Make you want to get back out there and do it again, don't it? And again, and again, and again, and again. And somebody say, don't y'all feel bad about shit? Somebody, when Ariel killed that deer, they come up and say, oh, Bambi. I said, Bambi's going to taste really damn good.
Yeah, Bambi's
going to. You won't go ahead. You be a vegetarian, but Bambi's going right here. Ariel's happy. Were you happy, son?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Man, we love it when men pop their cherries. Even though the men don't have cherries, but anyway. And most of you, y'all, I know this generation don't know what I'm talking about, so we good. But you see what I'm saying? Hey! So we raise up another generation of warriors so you can eat. Believe it or not, our women want to eat. And you look at this ministry, you can tell our women like eating. They need to eat.
Yep.
I mean, I'm talking about, first and foremost, my family. You don't believe my family eats, boy. I know it's hard for y'all to believe, but I promise you, I weigh all my Easterns by at least 80 to 100 pounds, and they still, every single one of them eat more than I do. I don't know how they do it, but they do. You find it hard to believe, don't you?
I believe.
You believe it's hard to believe. All right, bring them on in. Mother Carol, Nelly, Summer, come on in. But, you know, you've got that track record, though, that whenever I say something, it's always, there's a spirit of doubt and unbelief in there, though. Yeah. It's always there, TJ. It's always there with you. I don't get it. Don't worry about it, bro. We're going to get there. We're going to cross over, I promise you. We're going to cross over. I know it's hard to believe, though, man. Y'all, God, mercy.
Help me.
See, they're all here.
Hey, you said they're small. They ain't got a damn.
I believe it, somebody.
So he said he believed, but he don't believe it. Let's start with you, Mother. Do you eat more than I do?
Sometimes, yes.
Mother Nelly, do you eat more than I do?
By far, yes.
Summer, do you eat more than I do?
For sure.
If we eat cheeseburgers, I eat one and a half. Summer eats one and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You would eat one and you're struggling. We could throw down.
Mm-hmm.
We could eat. I'm sorry. We just love it.
Well, girl, she's a ball of faith.
She does.
She does.
Look at
him.
See? Now what you going to say, bro, TJ? I know it. I see. Right? You know it's crazy because whenever I say something, it's so far off the mark, it's almost outlandish. You know what I mean? There's no way that can be true. This man got to be exaggerating. He's got to be adding jelly and butter and putting on. Muscles. Brother, it's about protein. It's about knowing what to eat, when to eat it. This guy close. He's neck and neck, man. He about. I know this guy eat more than I do. You ain't never had a 3-year-old? Anybody ever had a 3-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Do they eat more than you do?
Oh, yeah.
They like got a. They have a. It's a bottomless pit. And you said, how do you keep doing that? There's not anybody. But I hate. Brother Ariel, you're an eyewitness, right?
Yes, sir.
Do they eat more than I do?
My mom, for sure.
And she's the smallest one. And boy, we go on vacation.
All inclusive. All you can eat.
They be like, listen, the Israelites paid for this, so you can't be passing up on
this. Right.
How the hell we just got finished? When we go to breakfast, what I usually eat for breakfast?
Oh,
could y'all please tell it?
Oatmeal and fruit.
Yes, and our boiled eggs.
Fruit. Yeah, so boring.
Now watch this. What do y'all eat?
Everything in the bag. Everything. Waffles, pancakes, tortillas.
I just get finished eating. I'm like, now, okay, all right, we're getting ready to go to the cabana, you know, stuff like this, you know, getting ready to chill. Slide the slides and all of those, walk on the beach or whatever stuff. And we get back. It's time to order food. I'm like, we just got finished them eating. I come back, they got a French fries, a big grouper, and tacos,
and pizza.
Oh, I ain't gonna mention, as soon as we land, we get down in the room, I'm out. In the bed, I'm asleep. I wake up at 12:30. I got these big old, you don't see those silver plates where they stack it up.
Yep.
And they open up. Hey, Charles,
I wish I could eat like that, but I actually can't.
They are growing down. All right. Bless y'all. Bless y'all, bless y'all, bless y'all. You don't believe it yet?
Yes, sir.
So I'm still like, I don't understand. Maybe that's one of the real, there must be a spirit inside of me. Do y'all think I have a spirit of exaggeration? I don't think I have a spirit of exaggeration, but he does. Ain't nothing wrong with that, DJ. You'll get past it one day, man. Bro, DJ. Yeah, we celebrate everybody. And our faults, failures, shortcomings, and when they overcome, we still celebrate. Hallelujah. Knowing that they are overcomers. But let me see. I can't see all the board, but this is good enough right here. So we got a big trip coming up in Alabama, and we're just going to leave it at that because, you know, we don't give up everything because, you know, enemies, you know, they're always lurking, you know what I mean. And Tyrone didn't show up, man. No Tyrone, man. We was disappointed, man. You know, I told him, I said, man, there's no way that these young bucks going to let Tyrone get close to me because if I could even sniff it out, they're like 4 or 5 steps in front of me, so they're going to get you way before I can get there, Tyrone. They just ain't going to let me do it. They done forced me to retire. Which is good. But anyway, we definitely are in the dead season. Can you tell that, Ryan? We are in the dead season. The heathens have already had Halloween and Thanksgiving. And we got a couple of more of these damn dead season celebrations. That's when they come alive. And we got to just endure this until the turn of the year, which is in the month of what you call Abib, March, April, somewhere along that time frame when everything comes alive on the earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It sure is nice to be Israelites, isn't it? Hallelujah. Israel. We blessed because straightway we're sitting at 52 deer on the year. Y'all not gonna sell them out. Fifty-two deer. And Brother Brett, he got 18 by himself, meaning he's beating all of the communities by himself. Hi, Dad. That's my son. Hallelujah. 18 by himself. That man's a woo, boy. Man, I love that man. That man's a warrior. He's certified, bona fide warrior. And I keep trying to tell y'all, people over and over again, y'all have got some type of cognitive problem. If y'all think, listen, whenever you're hunting, you're dealing in death. Everybody understand that? It's just now. You have a little bit of psychological problem, but it's not just an enemy. You understand what I mean? All right, Pastor Mirrors chiming in. Pastor, I see some smiley faces. Are you mocking or are you with us, brother? Come on, Pastor. We want to know what you're doing, brother. Pastor, here's something else, man. I'm glad that they hear that. Because Ranger said those deer are retarded out there. Oh, mercy. What did Pastor Mirror say? He ain't said nothing yet, man. Come on, Pastor. We waiting on you. Oh, Jesus. But y'all do got to admit, man, this is the best ministry in the world. By far the best ministry. We the last, literally, of the Mohicans concerning men. And I also want to say, man, y'all see my video, right? I talk about Brad, too, because Brad wanted to come up and help out on the roof, bro. They doing such an excellent job, man. I can't fathom taking Brad away from, you know, the home. Brad by himself, I think. Brother Brad by himself. He got like 9 or 10 deer already on the year, beating out Camp Shalom with Ranger Brother Gideon, beating out all the communities, including Straightway Goshen.
I think they got 13.
They got 13? Why would you want to steal my thunder? Let me have my moment of glory until the information comes in. I understand, Crystal, but I don't know that.
That's why I'm letting you know.
That's your opinion.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, see, now he'll rob. He gone. We got 13 and running. Well, we got to give it up. Straightway ending. I don't even know that language. It sounds like a snap count to me. Good mercy, man. Pastor Muir, y'all got to watch him sometimes, though. Because, man, he be trying to teeter the message with NFL. You watch him, man. You don't never know. He's going to tap down pulpit. Bam! Oh, hallelujah. But, in all honesty, we really truly have the best men, the best sisters, the best children. And because of Messiah, we have literally the best ministry on this earth.
Yes, right.
All praise to the Most High God. Man, I love the fact, man, that we got men that want to... Bro, Ron, I get it, though, brother. It makes you want to get out there, man. I told the brothers, I said, oh, shit. That's what I told Brother Bud. I said, oh, shit. But Ryan doesn't set up and got his first kill, huh? He said, hell yeah. I said, oh, hell, the house is getting ready to be put on the back burner. Brother Bud goes, it's already healed. He said, it's going to be frost. He said, Ryan, catch him. It's going to be frost out there in the morning, so maybe we can hunt in the morning time. And then maybe after dinner, then we can start on the house.
I mean, you see that spirit.
He already came me.
Oh,
right. And everybody else be wondering, what is going on with y'all people? Y'all don't understand. I keep trying to tell you. How many times y'all heard me, is really in the last 6 months, I've really been putting emphasis on it. Men are designed to forge.
Yes, sir.
We are designed to seek out the new endeavors, new challenges. You can't be content because you don't want to live a wasted life. You understand what I mean? You don't have to do the same damn thing every day of your damn life like you sit in this whole computer. Reminds me, bro, we are designed to continue to better ourselves, create. Once you learn one thing, it's time to move on to something else. If you learn something, the best thing you could ever do as a man is pay it forward.
Yes,
by teaching somebody coming behind you, pouring into them, those who got the spirit is in them, a teachable spirit, who want to learn, so that they can reciprocate this. Because as a man, when you pour into your son, you're pouring into your children's children.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Come on, give it up for that. But is that not what it's all about?
Yes, sir.
Ain't that the way y'all designed this?
Yes, sir.
You can never be content as a man and being, you just can't. Damn, how many professors wrong you? I mean, you ain't hit 40 yet. You getting close. But how many things you still keep learning?
I ain't stopping.
You see what I mean? You just keep on going. Just literally just keep on going. Close one chapter in your life, open up the next.
Yes, sir.
Go down the road.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with that?
Good.
Anyway, y'all can tell that we are definitely outside of the world. We thank the Father for that. We can. We thank the Father for that. So, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, we're going knee-deep. We're going to hit as much as the Ruach has allowed me, because I haven't spoken on this in a long time. Is that right, Teach? I did an extensive teaching well back then. I'm going to go well beyond that. And you need, you know, I picked it up from discernment, from the broadcast.
Yes,
or, you know, the discussion
yes.
that we had with Pete Rambo. Because I ended it by determining this man ain't got the Holy Spirit. Like I told y'all, though, he don't got the Holy Spirit. He don't have the Holy Spirit. That don't mean I'm counting him as an enemy. I'm just stating a fact, brother. You don't have the Holy Spirit. I told you on the broadcast, I'm going to tell you now. You still don't have it. And he says, I'm not qualified. Is that right? Did he say qualified?
He said qualified.
Brother Israel, y'all pull up that time stamp here real quick so we can get going. Well, I'm not qualified or something like that. We're going to check out my qualifications. And we are, go ahead and take it. Let me know when you're going to pull it up, though. You got something, Teach? Oh, okay, go ahead. We're going to find out if I'm qualified or not. Hallelujah. But you know what's crazy? Now, I'm going to try to make this as smooth as I can. Pastor Dow put Eric Robinson on the map. I put Pastor Joe Fox on the map. Pete Rambo on the map. Y'all starting to see a pattern going on here? Now, I'm not holding any offenses against any of them because I believe that men should talk as men. In other words, men are not effeminate. They don't wear emotions on their damn sleeves. It is what it is. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Now, when the book says, can two walk together unless they agree? They're speaking about the Most High, Yah and man. It's not talking about men and men agreeing. The bottom line is we're supposed to be agreeing with Yah's word. Do y'all have that yet, Mike? Here we go.
Yeah, we're getting ready to put it up now. We're going to the
time frame. Well, just let me know, man. If I know I jumped way ahead or something like that, but it's all right, man. Hey, that's why we're going to make concessions for this time. Go ahead, man. Let's hear it. Everybody hear it, Israel.
Say, you're saying you don't have to go up. I'm saying you should go up. Here's a very dangerous problem, brother, and I want to tell you I love you. I'm going to challenge you very hard right here.
I'll believe that.
I'm going to push very hard right here.
Hey, stop for a second. Now, when he says that he's challenging and pushing very hard, he's challenging and pushing very hard about something that he's created in his own mind, not according to the facts of Scripture. He's taking something that Jeroboam did and trying to associate it with what we are so-called allegedly doing today. Does that make sense? See, Jeroboam led the people in idolatry, paganism.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. We're teaching the people to obey the laws, the statutes, and the commandments. So you can assert and you can massage people left and right to try to make them believe whatever because you say. That doesn't mean that it fits. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir, yes.
That's why I had him to stop that for a second because I need to put that in there.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about that earlier today.
Yes, sir.
Just tonight. Brother McNabb did. What you got to say on that?
You hit it.
See what I'm saying? We're not leading people. Whenever I ever led y'all to another deity or another Elohim to serve another God, whenever I ever told you that you don't have to keep the feast of the Most High God, are you following? Or obedience to the Torah. Have I ever done that? Never. He's so strict and centered on the cardinal natural Jerusalem, he can't even see the forest for the trees. He can't really see what the hell is exactly going on. Now, y'all notice I kept it pretty cordial yesterday because there's a lot of people going to be watching that broadcast. But I'm all about gloves off debate, discussion. I promise I am. Invite me, I'm there. Let's get real raw. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But we need to do that because souls are at stake. You understand what I mean? There ain't no need in messing around. But to sit there and try to associate what we're doing, and that's why I call it an assertion, with the sins of Jeroboam. Man, that's way off. What the sins of Jeroboam is when you as a coward, you and your son, y'all go up to a damn altar where there's no warriors there to defend it. Then you turn around and spit on it. Ain't nobody there. Spit on it when Jeroboam is there. Don't spit on it when you're beating against the damn wind in the air. Spit on it when there's a contingency there. Like I would. And then turn to Jerusalem and confess. What? Where in the hell does it tell you to do that? See, this is why we remove the pretense. Let's get real. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Am I making any sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep.
There's nobody there. There's nobody alive that's but the damn stone.
Right.
To me, it's only some type of effect if you go up to the damn altar up there. For what? Why? You're sanctioning Jeroboam by going to him. Rehoboam didn't go up there because Rehoboam knew he was in authority even though he was a wicked, vile, arrogant young man. Nevertheless, he still had the authority.
Yes, sir.
Because he was Judah.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Y'all hear this, right? Jeroboam was too arrogant, too proud of himself because, and now listen, I'm going to go a little bit deeper while I'm here. So we're going to talk about the sins of Jeroboam, right? Rehoboam committed a sin rather than listening to the elders, he listened to the young people. That'd be like me listening to all of y'all and then ignoring Teacher Shane, Elder Doug, Pastor Rufus. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
I'm talking about people older than 10 years. You know what I mean? We're talking about, remember, what the script said? Thou art not yet 50 years old. That's what they said to Messiah. You are not even 50 years old. Everybody just saying we're over 50, so now what the hell are you going to say? Is that making sense? Is that making any sense whatsoever at all? And you going to sit up and take the counsel of a bunch of snot-nosed-ass people that don't have any experience in life and don't know nothing over the age? Would it give you wisdom? Which he did. Which he did. That makes sense?
Yes, sir. Yep.
else is that, man? Ooh, boy. Whew. Believe me, I get words and statements. I know what people are saying. Most of you there for entertainment purposes. I know what people are saying. I know where they're going. It's just that I'm full of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And the book says, in your patience, you possess your soul. The book also says, let patience have a perfect work. Hey, I'm an old, experienced mule over here.
Yep.
Been doing this a long time.
Yep.
I'm an old oxen up here. Just yoke me up to the younger. I'll teach them how to furrow a straight line. Now, we're talking concretely, man. This generation may not know nothing about that. You know what I mean? May not know nothing about it, but we here. You hear it, Tristan? You get it. I know you get it, right? Because the country boy can't survive. And right, Ross, a country boy, he can survive. So these people, they're talking, they're asserting a lot of dang things and stuff, out of which, if you was uninformed, it would fly right past your head. You know when you have arrived, when you are able to endure an insult and an indignity and still maintain posture in order to gain. I mean, the Messiah said, I must decrease in order that he may increase. But today we all about preserving pride, preserving self. Ain't got nothing to do with that. Understand and comprehend the size of the time and what the hell is really going on. This salvation, this walk, this deliverance is not about you. It's all about him. Did I say something wrong?
No, you are home. Spot on.
Y'all get this, right?
Yeah.
One day you'll learn that everybody ain't interested in you. You may try to make life all about you, but unless, I heard a king say, your light shine before men, and when he says that light shine, guess who is the light?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We, all you are is a receptacle for the light.
Yeah.
Don't you sit up there and try to put a cap on the light to diminish it or smoke it out, man. Let the light shine. Let the
light
shine. See, you just don't ever know when the Holy Spirit going to come in. Man. You just don't ever know. He's always there.
Hallelujah.
He's always there. But you got to be filled with him.
Yes.
Because our language is totally different.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and I'm going to say it again. Tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., we're going to be there for a long time.
Thank you. Thank you.
There will be no room for misunderstanding at all.
Hallelujah.
See, this is beautiful. This is what's marvelous.
Yes.
Right here. Now, continue on with this video, Brother Israel. Let's hear the rest of it. Y'all good now, right? Where'd y'all go? What'd you do, man? Went to get a pineapple or something? Brother Israel! Are we here? Okay. Go ahead.
You need to be very cautious about encouraging people not to keep a commandment, or encouraging people that commandment doesn't have the same weight as other commandments. That's a very dangerous place to be. And we have scriptural precedent for this that can actually lead us to another piece of the conversation that I think you wanted to have. If we go to 1 Kings chapter 12, First Kings chapter 12, after Jeroboam had received the northern kingdom. Starting in verse 25, said, then Jeroboam built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim and lived there, and he went out from there and built Penuel. Jeroboam said in his heart, now the kingdom will return to the house of David. If this people go up to offer sacrifice in the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will return to their Lord, even to Rehoboam, king of Yehuda, and they will kill me and return to Rehoboam, king of Yehuda. So the king consulted and made two golden calves, and he said to them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold your God, O Israel, that brought you up out of the land of Mitzrayim. He set one in Bethel, and the other he put at Dan. This thing became a great sin. Here's the challenge. The father had given Jeroboam ten tribes, and in the previous chapter he said, you'll have the dynasty will last forever if you will only keep my commandments. And so what he should have said was he should have told his people, y'all make sure you remember to keep the Torah. Make sure you remember to go to Jerusalem and keep the feast. And the father would have blessed that. Instead, he said, it's too difficult. We can make it easier for you. We can do it here. We can set up golden calves and we'll have a priesthood just like, and we'll set up our
Stop. Worship. Time out. And we'll... Y'all see that, right?
Yes, sir.
Don't hold that position right. So to try to make an association, that's what we're doing, the same thing that Jeroboam's doing, which is could be nothing further from the truth. And we're going to go a little bit deeper tonight. Y'all know Elder Dub, right?
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Elder Dub. Hey. Elder Dub. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, Elder Dub came. I was like, Elder, you come in the same vein. I was getting ready to head. But he beat me to it. Got to give credit what credit is due. Elder Doug done found two places to take it to the next level to so that Israel can comprehend and understand what's really going on. And we're going to do that after he gets finished speaking. Play it.
Do it on a day just like, but not the same day. And I think it's a very dangerous thing because I've seen many, many, the church has done this historically. Oh, don't get too close to the Torah. You'll get burned, right? And what they're doing is they're actively creating the circumstances so that others won't be drawn toward their king, the son of David, Yeshua. Because what does he do? He keeps the Torah. This is my concern. I say the Torah says go. I say you should go. I say fellowships, communities like your own should send representatives. You need to be before the king doing everything you can to be obedient to the Torah. I think it's a very dangerous place instead to say, well, we don't really have to do that. And that's...
Y'all get it, right? Only there's a bunch of problems in this. We're going to highlight a few of them, right? The book doesn't make concessions for sending representatives. Yahweh is very distinct in what he says. Three times in a year, all males. That's cut and dry. There's no pretense. That's exactly what he said. Three times a year, all males shall appear before Yahweh Elohim. And I continue to keep bringing out over and over again. Okay, brother, I hear what you're saying. You went there one time. According to Yaakov, you're still convinced of the law as a transgressor. Because if you're guilty at one point, you offend at one point, you're literally guilty of them all. You can't go one time and say you fulfilled the obligation and the duty of the Torah or the law by going one time when it says three times. Again, that's why I keep talking about the hypocrisy of people. You can't sit up there and expect more out of others than you're capable of producing yourself because you become a castaway, you're a hypocrite.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now shall we begin. So Elder Dove pulled up old Lamentations. That's a book that hardly anybody ever reads. Elder Becker pull up Lamentations. And he got knee deep into it. Chapter 1, and I want everybody before Shabbat morning, read chapter 1 all the way to verse 22. And I'm going to give you the words of our elder himself. Y'all want to hear it?
Yes.
Elder Doug says, Lamentations 1, verse 1 through 22 reveals what had become of Jerusalem after its siege. Verse 4, you got to teach, watch this, tells us that none come to the solemn feast. Stop, reteach.
Ways of Zion, you mourn. Because none comes to the solemn feast.
All right. So our elders on point now, right? This is the stuff we keep trying to tell y'all over and over again, which ain't nobody hearing because we're so cardinal. We're trying to talk about natural. We're still in the natural. When the hell are we going to get spiritual? Because we got to get spiritual before the kingdom comes.
Jesus.
Why the hell did people say first that which is natural, then that which is spiritual?
Come on. Two twain shall be one.
What the hell is going on?
Oh.
You can't be walking in the flesh of Adam.
Come on. Oh, come on. Come on.
Go to a break real quick. Hallelujah. I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe me, I understand, folks out there in the world, it should be against the law for Israelites to love Yah the way we do. Should be against the natural law for us to have as much fun and rest as we do. Should be against the law for us to work as hard as we do to provide a living for our people Israel while we're here on this earth in exile to the Most High God. But it ain't.
Hallelujah.
So therefore we labor diligently.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. The difference is we're not trying to mask everything on this earth for me, myself, and I like you people do out there. We understand and comprehend that there's a kingdom that's coming.
Yes, sir.
And what we do now, it echoes throughout all of eternity. This is just a trial run. You'll be a damn fool, a prattin' fool, to set up and trade what you think this life got to offer and all of the glory of it for the kingdom. There's a sucker born every damn day. We ain't it. We in Lamentations, first chapter, and we're in verse 4 according to what the elder had already said. Read again so we don't lose train of thought, teacher.
Ways of Zion do mourn.
Uh-huh.
Because none comes to the solemn feast.
None comes to the what? Set apart on a solemn feast. Come on.
All her gates are desolate.
They're what?
Desolate.
The gates of Jerusalem are what?
Desolate.
So let me ask us a question today. Are the gates of Jerusalem desolate today?
Mm-hmm.
They gotta be desolate if Israel is in exile.
Yeah.
Who in the hell is occupying them then?
Yes, sir.
Mm. Come on, teach.
Her priests die. Her virgins are afflicted. She is in bitterness. Her adversaries are the chief.
Now watch this. Elder says, the reason is because there is no temple that stood in the city in the lands of in the hands of enemies. Jerusalem had become such a widow, no longer identified as being Yah's bride. No longer a queen to the king, but desolate.
Wow.
Keep reading, Jeeps, to finish it out. Watch it.
Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemies prosper. For Yah has afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions.
So far, it was bang on. Elder Hart tonight.
Yeah.
Let's give it up, Elder.
Hey,
y'all getting it right?
Yes, sir.
That's a damn good find, man.
Yeah.
Very, man, let me tell you, y'all better highlight it, re-highlight it. What I usually do, I usually like the orange highlighter. If I can't get the orange, I'll take the yellow and I'll highlight it. Then I'll take the red and come right behind the yellow, and guess what I get? Orange.
Yes, sir.
Let's give it up, Pastor. Oh, veteran. On the book. Oh,
hallelujah.
Y'all hear that, right? Oh, mercy. Hey, Weenie, y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
This is an example of when Israel is so damn desolate. And we forsook Yah to serve our enemies and their damn gods. What Yah would do to us as a people. Yah turned around and made the damn land desolate, the people desolate, the temple desolate. Because we had no respect and no honor for it. We want to behave like the damn heathens. That would be like us sitting up here right now, celebrating, preparing for damn Christmas. We done passed Thanksgiving and All Saints Hang Day, Halloween, and we will celebrate these pagan things. Messiah, which we cannot. We can't do that, man. Not all good conscience, man. No. You got to chop my head off while I do some shit like that. That shit ain't happening. That's where modernism comes in and the strength comes in. Oh, hell.
Yeah.
You mean tell me he could give up his neck? I'm next then, because I'll be damn, I'm bending. I'm not bowing. Now, to some of you in feminine, salt, LGBT, ABCDEFG people, oh, ain't no problem. You can compromise. You do it every damn day. Every day.
True.
I remember somebody saying to suffer for the present time.
Yeah.
If not even words. Things be revealed. You mean tell me so I'm going to get a few minutes of suffering and you want to compare that to eternity? Are you out of your damn mind? Come on. It ain't happening. Come on. See, that's what men come in.
Yes, sir.
Do we want to suffer? Hell no. Nobody. Who wants to suffer? But all this is light affliction.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo. We have somebody come before us.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
He endured the truth.
Yeah.
He despised the shame. Boy, don't that boy. And most you don't have enough spirit in you to even know what I'm actually saying the word.
Come on.
It doesn't even resonate. Say one thing, though, when the king come, I'm going to make sure that his announcement is there. He already going to, he got a contingency already planned out. I'm going to make sure, I mean, I got to have, Father, please let me have just a little bit in the plans. Because I have a little bit in the plan, just a little bit of say-so. Just a little bit of say-so. Ain't nobody coming before him.
Come on.
I mean, he is the light.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All you can do is just push him out front.
Hallelujah.
And everybody else, you got to bow.
Yeah.
You got to bow.
Yes, sir. Really.
You know, that makes sense.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know it may be too far. But anyway, we're going to move on. Hey, play the rest of that, Michael Israel. This stuff getting good. And we just said, oh, we got a little bit of time here, right? Just enough for you to get out there first day morning getting up here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rise this shit. I'm getting that damn thing. Mm-hmm. Let me tell y'all something. This bovine.
Yeah, it is.
And you be fortunate to have a daughter ready for this. This one done. Woo, it done bit it up.
Yeah,
it's ready. Go ahead and miss out if you want to.
Come on.
Don't worry about it. Somebody's going to be counting work. Some little damsel are going to be like, woo.
Yeah.
Got me one. Keep missing out thinking your daughter's all in the bag of damn chips. Daughter ain't shit. I'll find somebody good, I promise you. You got less than 6 months.
Hallelujah.
Now you can pick and choose or I can find somebody better.
Amen.
But these damn people, they don't know if their asshole point towards the ground. Let me go. Come on. Where are we at? Come on, Mike. Bring it up.
Starting to walk along that fine edge of being in a place that can put us at odds with the Most High and what His commands are.
Says who?
And I would caution you to be very careful how you walk that line, because in doing so, you run the potential of standing between the Most High and His people when they should be coming up to see Him.
And I pause that for a second. All right. So I run the potential of becoming between the Most High and His people, right? And, of course, that's the last thing I want to do. Because right now we make an association that, Pastor Dow, you actually walking just like Jeroboam. That's basically what he's saying. I could receive that if it came from someone that was filled with the Holy Spirit. But since he ain't filled with the Holy Spirit, it's easy to disregard.
Understand.
good, Chef.
Because my question is when you go up to Jerusalem, do you dwell in Airbnbs or are you in booths? I want to know. Don't inquire wise want to know.
Yes.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah.
We see pictures about everything else.
Yeah.
I want to see pictures of dwelling in booths.
Yeah.
You get away with the Yiddish people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
We look at that shit. We go, what is that shit? Israel, that ain't the feet of Israel.
Yeah.
We like, what the heck? How the hell are you going to prepare somebody for war like
oh,
shit. Brother Tristan over here is shaking chickens. Everybody like, Brother Tristan, come on over here, man. Do the same gesture because they think I'm discriminating. They think there's something wrong with me. Brother Tristan, do the same thing. What was you doing?
I'm doing this.
What does that signify?
Swinging chickens above your head.
Bless my brother. To a bunch of damn people that actually reject Messiah. You can't even get a citizenship in this country unless you actually reject Jesus the Messiah. And we need to go over there to that damn country. Oh, 2 Chronicles, teach, chapter 36. Are y'all sure y'all ready for this kind of stuff? We'll start at verse 11, but before that, Mike, come on, my brother. Come on, Brother Israel. Play the rest of it.
I heard every bit of that, everything you just said, Brother Rambo.
You heard that?
But,
no, come on.
Brother Rambo, I think I've seen or I saw a video where you went up to, when you was in Jerusalem, you went to the altar of Tel Dan. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you said that you confessed the sins of your fathers.
And you may have misunderstood what happened there.
Stop.
And I still have to put up on video.
We didn't miss nothing. I spoke exactly what you said at that time. I have the video downloaded. As a matter of fact, I download all these videos just in case something changed. That's how smart I am. So I want to let all you people know in advance, when you get up here and testify how good Straightway is, Teacher Eric, Pastor Joe Fox, all you people and stuff, you know, I got all these videos in archive. I didn't start doing that until a year ago. We're going back 18 years now. I'm like, because of the dishonesty of people falsely misrepresenting, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Because I guarantee, when he went to Jerusalem, I guarantee there was no healing. There was no deliverance.
Ooh, come on, Chef.
I guarantee you no miracle, no signs and wonders. Matter of fact, did you say that tonight? What'd you say? Come on, son, bring it out how you bought it out tonight.
Now, I was, we were speaking on how he was...
Brother McNabb, come on, scoot over here for a second. Bring him up here. Go put your face up here, let you know we ain't no cowards.
Yes, sir. Now, I was speaking on how he kept bringing up how the natural of the Torah is still applicable. But he was speaking on, you know, what's still going to Jerusalem. And then I brought up the point, well, if the physical of the Torah is still applied, then why aren't you making any sacrifices?
Is that not a good point? Is that not a valid point? If the physical, because he didn't put emphasis on the physical.
Right.
I mean, heaven and earth shall not pass. No way. Not one jot, one tittle of this law going to pass until heaven and earth pass. Well, it ain't going to happen. Either way it goes, right? So, he's put emphasis on the physical, but damn, he's sacrilegious to the spiritual.
when we gonna get spiritual? When we know on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit is available. The law, the prophets, John, and Yahshua all testified to this.
Come on. So, he didn't speak on this, but I can only assume, since he doesn't do sacrifices, he can admit that the spiritual aspect of the Messiah coming and being our ultimate sacrifice, that he no longer has to make sacrifices. And then that's when we start bringing up the fact that, okay, he's speaking on all these physical things, but, you know, at not one time when he gave a testimony of the goats and his kids and all these different testimonies. Stories. Did we hear any spiritual application or the fact that he says that Yah is at Jerusalem and we should go to Jerusalem because Yah is there? Well, anytime Yah is in the midst of us, in the midst of his people, he always demonstrated signs, power, and wonders, but we didn't hear any testimonies or any witnesses on that aspect. It was just all physical, physical this, physical that. If Yah is there, because you say that he is still in Jerusalem, when he's with his people, you're going to see the healings, you're going to see the signs, you're going to see the wonders, you're going to see the truth and the spirit, or the true worshipers worshiping spirit and in truth. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Brother in that.
All praise y'all. But y'all get this though, right?
Praise he's back. You don't know.
Y'all get this, right? That's damn good. Y'all see the reason why, right? He laid it out. What are we going to do when it's truly required of us to have real faith in the Most High God? To where natural words, natural concepts, theories, it all just falls by the wayside. You have got to have genuine faith. Now, what is faith? Well, we know Avraham says faith is the what?
Substance
of things what?
Hoped for.
Not what you already can touch and feel. And then faith is the what?
Evidence.
That's that word right there. The evidence of things what?
Not seen.
These people have faith in everything they can produce and what they can do in their own works of their own hands. Now, let me say this. I love my brother Pete Rambo. I am not his enemy at all. But I'm challenging all of this in hopes that they get salvation. Because what they got right now, it ain't it. It definitely ain't it. And if you're with me tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., Central Standard Time, Shabbat morning, make sure you're there. We're going to cover that indefinitely.
Well, we can't go indefinitely. I mean, we're going to keep on going for the next 2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30 years.
That's another word, man.
In detail.
In detail. There we go. We use that college education over there. We go in detail. Don't you got a degree too? So why are you busting his balls? You're going to bust his balls over a college degree, and he's going to say, man, both of you are educated. Y'all already know I ain't no damn college. I ain't got no damn college education, man. I'm just a buffoon. And you gonna bust your brother ball?
Never mind.
We're gonna be back on here real quick. Glory to the King.
Glory.
And we're gonna get back over here to what Elder had already typed in, right? So we're in 2 Chronicles 36, verses 11 through 19. Elder has said in verse 11, he said this, Elder Doug, give it up, Elder Doug. Alright. He said, Zedekiah was one of the 20 years old when he began to reign. Because, you know, they got this shit all confused. One minute 20, next minute 40.
You know what I mean? If you read it, we know that, right? 11 years in Jerusalem, verse 12. And he did that which was evil. Zedekiah did that which was evil. Zedekiah did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Elohim. And he humbled not himself before Jeremiah, the prophet. Notice, Jeremiah was trying to get a hold of them before the Babylonians came in, but he didn't want to hear. He was proud. He was puffed up. Are you following? Which y'all have spoken. Verse 13, he says, and he also rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. You know Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, right? And he swore, he made, Nebuchadnezzar made him swear by Yahweh that he wouldn't rebel, he wouldn't turn aside, but what did he do? He rebelled and he turned aside. Verse 14. Moreover, the chief priests and the people transgressed very much after the abominations of the heathen. We got 14. Come on, y'all. Get the damn verse up there, man. Moreover, the chief priests and the people transgressed very much after the abominations of the nation. Stop for a second. How many times have we done that throughout our history? Anybody tell us about the history of Israel? How many times? I don't know what it is, but we got this damn feet fetish of transgressing the Most High Yah laws. We want to be like the nations when he had already told us there is no people so great as you as a people. Who has such righteous laws as this? That's what Yah said to us. So why in the hell would you want to diminish yourself and become like the other damn nations? Serving devils. And can you blame y'all for being pissed off?
No, sir.
So we're all saw in Lamentations, he removed his spirit. He ain't having that shit. Mm-hmm. Now we are aware. Verse 14, reteach.
Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen.
Verse 15, read.
And Yahweh Elohim of their fathers sent to them by his messages, rising up the times and sending because he had compassion on his people.
He had what?
Compassion.
Verse 16, read on.
But they mocked.
They mocked. What are we doing now? What's Pete Rambo doing now? Mocking the what? The messenger. You're mocking the messenger. You ain't never been filled with the Holy Spirit. You don't know what the Ruach is. That's what's crazy about it. You know what's crazy to me? And I'm going to mention this tomorrow, too. So, we all have been part of keeping Sunday. Am I right? So, we all been in transgression. Is that right?
That's right, that's right.
It may not have been willful ignorance, but at least it was ignorant.
Yes, it was.
We come to the knowledge of the truth of the Shabbat.
Thank you.
We have understanding.
Yes.
We have comprehension.
Yes.
We know that Sunday is wrong.
Right, sir.
Now we know the truth.
Yes, sir.
Tell me why in the hell are people so critical of us in obeying a commandment and keeping the Sabbath when we know what they know, but they don't know what we know? Can somebody please answer that? I want somebody to answer. Somebody answer. And it's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. I lived 24 years of my life without the Holy Spirit. I know what it is to be destitute of the Spirit. I know what it is to walk in flesh. I know what it is to live after the manner of it. And now I get filled with the Holy Spirit, and you, so-called believer, and you're going to be critical of a spirit you never received? Oh, shit. Nah, man. That's a sucker born every damn day.
we making any sense?
Yes, sir.
How the hell you going to tell me? I've been on both sides of it. You still on one side in the ground of safety.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I done got out of the boat. I'm in the water. And I've been treading water for a long time, just about 33 years. And I still ain't tired yet. Are we making sense now?
Yes. Hallelujah.
You ain't got the Holy Spirit, but you be critical of me. I've been where you are. You ain't never been where I am. How in the hell are you going to tell me what the Ruach is? I have experience on both sides of the fence.
That's why
I'm all praise the Most High. All praise to the Most High, y'all. Y'all see how this stuff gets fired real quick? We get fired real quick. We do have understanding. We get fired real quick. I say when you have understanding.
Yes,
and so before we continue on, let's talk about my credentials here for a second.
Yes,
go to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Credentials.
Yes, sir.
If I got it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing, when I go places, people get saved. They get healed, they get delivered.
Yeah.
When you go places, all they hear is words and opinions. And I'm not just talking about my brother Pete Rambo. I'm talking about all you charlatans. You damn evil beasts and slow bellies out there. This policing a flock of y'all trying to make merchandise of them. Every single one of you, your day of reckoning is coming. Mm. Jeremiah 3:15, read.
And I will give you house.
Now, somebody please tell me, who is that I?
Yah. Almighty.
The creator of the universe, right?
Yes, sir.
I am the one who's going to give you pass. And mind you, today they got, I don't receive flattering titles. Who in the hell told you it's a flattering title to become a pastor? Matter of fact, damn, that's a diminished position to me. That means I have to be the least
of all men.
What is it with the way of this world when you think that somebody is up in front of you talking is greater when the book says they're the least?
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. Even Yah himself had to diminish himself in order to become great.
Hallelujah.
Where is your philosophy and reasoning coming from?
Mm.
I mean, I become the least of all men that I might gain the more.
Mm.
Paul said, am I a fool? I've committed a great offense. I would literally abase myself so that you could be exalted. So where's the wise? Where's the scribe? Where's the disputer? Where's all you people of this world with your philosophies? Because the way you think ain't the way y'all think.
True.
And since we're here, y'all have no idea how much great restraint, patience, and respect that I exercised yesterday. Because I can easily go off and still be right in it. But it ain't all about me. It's about gaining the more. Does that make sense? But if I want to exalt myself, all I had to do was defend flesh. Defend pride. I'm good. But then I ain't good. I heard a man say before, I became all things unto all men that I might gain thee more. What does that mean? You ain't gaining nobody unless they like you. They got to be somewhere like you. You have got to be able to comprehend and understand the message where they come from. Boy, that's some serious wisdom, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What we had to teach, verse 16?
Still
15. 15, read on, teach.
That will give you pastors according to my heart,
mm-hmm.
which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Well, there you got it from Pete Rambo. I'm the one that's designed to feed you with knowledge and understanding. I understand you got letters. I ain't got letters. I have the Holy Spirit. I got the Holy Spirit. And a lot of people want to question the credentials. Acts 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Acts 19 real quick. We're going to hit this tomorrow, too. Everybody good?
Yes, sir.
Y'all encouraged?
Yes, sir.
Feel like running through the truth? Leaping over the wall? You sure?
Yes, sir.
Y'all lose heart on me right now.
Damn, we here.
Come on. Freestyle and grab them, damn. Don't lose on them all on me.
Yep.
So while Apollos was at Ephesus,
Corinth.
Where we at? Acts on what?
Acts 19.
Well, Paul said Corinth. He passed through the upper coast of Ephesus and he found certain top ones of disciples. Is that right? Read on.
He said unto them.
What did he say?
Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe?
Did I not ask that in all honesty last night?
Yes.
I'm not making a deed. I'm just asking a question. Now, the only reason why you can ask that question is because you first have got to be filled. I'm sorry, but when you feel with the Holy Spirit, you recognize and know what somebody don't have.
Oh, Jesus.
You can look religious.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you can put on the garment and the teeth. You can put the head covers on. That don't make you feel with the Spirit. You can look the part and not be the part.
That's true. Come on.
So if I'm asking the question, I'm asking the question for a reason.
Yeah.
You already know. I already know. How do I know? Because I'm familiar. No, I'm not familiar, but I'm already sealed.
Come on.
With the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody trying to attack nobody.
Come on, come on.
I'm trying to get you to where I'm at.
Hallelujah.
So we can all celebrate. That's what pride comes in, man. Don't the book say pride?
Ooh.
Go before destruction and the Holy Spirit will walk off?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I still want y'all to read every bit of 2 Chronicles 36, verse 11 through 19. Don't forget that. We done moved on here a little bit, all right? Don't forget that. And another doctrine I disagree on. I think I heard my brother Pete Rambo insinuate that it's okay for a woman to lay with another woman as long as she is under the headship of a man. Bullshit. The Most High Yah does not ever sanction anything that does not deal with procreation.
That's
it. Hallelujah. We can't produce seed nasty. Now we enter into perversion. Now we enter into the sins of Jeroboam.
Oh,
the very thing you accuse of, you accuse of your own damn self.
Yes.
Ooh,
man.
That's a damn spirit. That's a path that's being set here. That is outside of the corners of righteousness.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Don't get me started now.
Hallelujah.
Which I want you to get me started.
Because
y'all know me, man. Shit, let's roll. Let's rock. Let's roll. Let's get it. And let's have this discussion in the open, too. Y'all know. Come on, man. What we had to teach?
Have you received the Holy Spirit that you believe?
So we're still in Acts 19 then.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes, sir.
So Paul, already filled with the Holy Spirit, asked
Now, wait a minute. He found certain taught ones, people who looked the part, people who act the part. You could tell they've been influenced by somebody.
Yes, sir.
Had to be John.
Yes.
Because his disciples are teaching him the way. The way.
The way.
We need some shirts to say that, too.
Yes,
the way. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
He looked at him, ooh, boy, man, do y'all look the part.
Got some truth.
I can't say that about y'all damn messianics or Torah observers. Y'all don't even look the part. Y'all look just like the damn world. Women, your head uncovered. Every time I turn around, they're out there flaunting all their damn horse hair, acting like they're Israel. You go over and occupy the land of the Palestinians, out of which the real Yehudim and the Palestinians lived together for thousands of years without any conflict until you got there. And they babysit each other's children until you got there. And the women's hair was always covered. Nobody had a problem being Israelite, Yehudim, or Palestinian Muslim. Nobody had a trouble. Nobody had a problem. You bring your damn American values, your damn European values into this land, and you wonder why the land is going to start raving mad. You try to bring this damn whoredoms into a land where they are sanctified and try to keep holy, and you're defiling it. You mean tell me the heathen even know what the hell is going on? And you don't know what's going on?
Wow.
Now if it gets a little too hot in here, we'll put you in the deer stand. We are. Y'all get this though, right? I got a bunch of brothers in here, man. They got wives covered. Why the hell do you want to expose your wife to the world? Her design is only to be exposed to you.
I mean, come on,
sir. And no matter what, they cover up that pretty hair. Says who? You? A witch?
Hallelujah.
Come on, sir. Now, don't get me wrong. All my issues, they have pretty hair. Beautiful hair. Ain't nobody going to see it but me.
Hallelujah.
They wear it. And they wear it the way I want it.
Thank you.
Not the way the world wants it.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say something wrong.
No, no,
I had to say something wrong. What in the hell did I say wrong?
Hallelujah.
Y'all praying for me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all praying that y'all give me a long life.
Yes, sir.
Or whatever the years is. Just,
yes, sir.
And y'all praying for my full strength.
And strength.
I need full strength.
Yes, sir.
Because when it's time for me to go, I don't want to just be decaying on a damn sick bed for months on end. I want to be in full strength. Time for me to go, bam, I'm gone.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Y'all good with that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all turn.
I touch
and agree. Next up, Israel. Y'all hear me? Nah, I ain't about this shit, man. I can't get with the weakness of this generation. But anyway, Acts 19, come on, Teach.
And they said unto him.
What'd he say?
We have not so much as thought whether there be any Holy Spirit.
Now, how the hell can you sit up there and say you ain't never heard? There ain't never been a Holy Spirit, but you are taught one of John. What did John teach? Is this too elementary? Come on, teach.
And he said unto them, unto what then
were
you baptized? They said, unto John's baptism.
So you mean to tell me Paul could say to the Ephesians when he sees disciples,
They didn't take offense to it. Have you received the Holy Spirit? But today you take offense if I ask you if you received the Holy Spirit or not? What kind of shit is that? If I'm asking you, have you received the Holy Spirit? Oh, I'm good, baby. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? Why would you take offense to something like that when we're trying to get you to an expected end? You know, oh, you're so damn arrogant. Well, don't you know I got the Holy Spirit? Well, if you had a certain spirit upon you, then I would know. But since I don't see a certain spirit, I can't know. Watch this, free.
It says, Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance. Saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which is come after him.
Which is come what?
After him.
Which is come what?
After him.
Read on.
That his own Messiah. When they heard this.
That is a... When they heard it, when they heard, y'all realize a lot of things that you're listening to, you really, truly don't hear until it impacts you in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
No, no. They said, but when they
heard
this, then something else takes place. There's something else awakens.
The goal.
No. You hear every damn thing else.
Yes, sir. Take the time, Tim.
So Joshua said, hey, the wind blows where it looks, and you hear the sound thereof. But you cannot tell from where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Come on, don't even give me that.
He said, when they heard this,
hey,
that means... Who opens up
the
Does that make sense? Yes, I don't know how much more humility you can have. Yes, but this Yahshua, the one who came in his Father's name,
yes,
who said, when I'm gone from this earth, I'm going to release unto you, I'm going to give to you the Ruach.
Yes.
What be Ruach? Have you ever damn read Genesis, Bereshit, chapter 1, verse 2?
Come on.
Where we at, T?
Galatians 4, 25.
Hold on. Everybody been harping about Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
I love Jerusalem just like anybody else does. I don't love that shit show that I see over there. That they call Jerusalem. Y'all hear what I said? That they call Jerusalem. Pastor Mir said, I'm done. I'm done. Pastor, we've been done. We in here marinating, cooking, man. We're simmering over here. Yeah. Bless you, Pastor. I get it, man. This word's so rich.
Yeah.
It's rich to the soul, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the rich to the soul.
You know, Pastor.
Go ahead, Pastor. Come on, teach. Come on.
If Jerusalem was such of importance, why did Jesus have to go outside the city to be baptized?
Now, hold on, hold on, hold on. You starting something.
Ooh.
And you know what? To the untrained ear, you don't even have an idea what he just said. I got prophecy for that. Damn, let me find that prophecy. I literally got prophecy for that. He must go outside of the gate to suffer.
Wow. And to understand.
Come on, teach.
Here he is of the tribe of Judah, going to John the Immerser of the tribe of Levi. Here they are meeting at the brazen labor to be washed. Do we start understanding if this is transition when John is getting ready to, you know, to hand over the priesthood
wow.
to the Levitical,
I think that teacher change has got. And y'all people got letters. Y'all have degrees and doctorates, and he just stung the living shit out of y'all ass. Come on, teacher. You still got it. I know you're still going.
And you see that he received the Holy Spirit after that transition. The next time at the meeting of the Brazen Labor, he was washing Peter. When Peter had the revelation, no, you. Are Elohim himself. You are the word of Yah.
The volume of the book.
Yeah, the volume of the book, it is written of me. Peter realized this. It's just so sad that we don't see the order of Elohim in this matter. Peter was in the upper room when he was being washed. And on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, in the Spirit.
You got it all the time. Mic drop. Fire, this. What can you do but incinerate that even more so? It's over with.
And if Jerusalem was so bad, and it's so needed, why did Messiah have to go without the city to be crucified?
There we go. I want a damn answer. Give me the answer.
Why did his fear drive him into the wilderness? Why didn't it drive him to Jerusalem?
Everything outside of it. I'm going to tell you why, because you always got to go outside the gate to suffer. Always. So let's go to Galatians chapter 4. Old Pastor Rufus, he putting bombs in there. He put bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. And you know what? The sad part about it is, because they're not connected with us, they're unstudied, unlearned. They don't even get the magnitude of what we're talking about. They don't even get it. Good job, teacher. Do Galatians real quick. Chapter 4. 25, 26, 27, read.
For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia.
So Agar is Mount Sinai, that is where? In what? Arabia.
Sinai in Arabia.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But to Jerusalem.
And answers to Jerusalem.
Which is what?
Which now is.
Now is. Come out.
And is in bondage.
With what?
With her children.
Verse 26.
But Jerusalem.
Which is
above.
Oh! No. Where's that? In the natural. We got to do the natural and stuff. We still in the natural. God damn it, you better be born again. You better transduce this real fast from them natural to spiritual real quick, fast, in a hurry. By Jerusalem, which is a what?
Above.
Which is what?
It's free.
Is what?
It's free.
From all the laws of them being. Not only is she free, but she is what?
Which is the mother of us all.
Oh, I'm done. I'm finished. Gang, check. Checkmate. I tried to get to that the other day. Check deflecting. You understand me? But we're here. And you know what? A lot of these damn people, they're so cardinal. They'll sit up and think that we're literally enemies when we're just trying to gain friends.
That's it. The word says to bring them to a more excellent life.
I know one thing. When Dad died, he used to whoop my ass. He brought me to a more excellent way. It didn't feel good at all.
No.
Dad died. So three boys like this in the air so we couldn't run. He's 6'4". You what? Dad died was 6'4". Pop, 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 pop. We just sitting and run in the air all day long.
Yep.
He light our ass off. We ain't going no damn way. You are going to endure the suffering.
Yes.
Until he saw fit.
Ooh,
wait.
Yes, sir.
Is he coming in all this night, man? I'm telling you, this is too much. So Israel, those of you that are connected, stay connected.
Yes.
Keep listening to what the Most High said in front of you. Because I promise you, I am the Grand Chief Poobah, all that other shit, what they call it. And we still act like police.
I mean, yeah,
I'm in the generation. I'm always trying to inspire, speak to the generation come out to me. Brother, shit, I know you can be better than what I am. Shit, there ain't no way. I know you can be. You get that? Because you are the first line teachers to our children's children. There's no woman, and I'm going to say it again, damn it, there's no woman that is ever going to teach an Israelite-born male how to be a man. That is not a design. She can't do it. She's the first line teacher for us, nurturing. But you don't have the testosterone to teach him how to be a man. There's something wrong with that?
No, sir.
So I want all y'all men by force, y'all start grabbing this shit, man. Let's raise up a righteous seed, man. Because I'm going to tell you right now, in Israel, I'm not about giving righteous Israelite sisters to a bunch of weak-ass men.
That's wise, very wise. That's for Israel.
What does the book say if you endure chastening? Mm-hmm. If you endure hardness?
As a son.
Damn, men today are more feminine than women are. They're more in their damn emotions than women are.
That's scary. All the way back. Yes.
Sorry, can't do it. Can't do it. And I'm sure, be the father's will, I'm going to have quite a few daughters. And I know I'm going to have quite a few daughters. How you know? I'm going to lay it to the line.
Stay
up.
I'm going to let them stay hard. You hear that?
Yeah.
That's the name. I'm going to stay hard. I'm going to lay it to the line. You ain't getting none of my damn dog. Let me tell you something. I'm so wise as a man. I can be 87 years old, and I can look like I'm in a weak state. And your ass think that you're going to take advantage of me. I'll pull that damn 38, put a damn cap in your damn head. What the hell is it for me to do 2-3 years in prison? I'm already done any damn way. I'm giving y'all that wisdom right now to let you know I got your ass. Thank me a fool. I'm giving you wisdom in advance. Then I will cap your ass. Now, what do you do when you got somebody telling you what they're going to do before you do it? Because I know, when I say this right now, 20 years later, 30 years later, you're going to let it slip.
Come on.
My bias is still the same.
We'll try that, folks.
You all right, Ariel? You alive? Now, you know, Mom, she got a little quirks, right? Mom is good, though. Mom loved me. I love Mom, too. Mom is a righteous woman. You know Mom, but she's a righteous woman. Many people seek out her. She has some damn good qualities. So where we at right now? Let's see where we're going to close this up. Wow, man, we're going to get out here in time. We call it in time, right? So I want y'all to read 2 Chronicles chapter 36. We didn't read all the way to 19. I know we did. Where we at? I'll tell you what. Let's start at verse 17. 2 Chronicles 36. Let's read 17 through 20. Let's get that. Because I know it's going to be good. Boy, Pastor Mirror going to make me jump through this damn screen and give him a hug. That brother, man, Pastor Mirror, let's go! That's what I'm talking about. Hey, y'all, Elder Kabir, I'm sorry, brother, man. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. Ross is definitely missing family. I feel like Ross is a soldier, though. Yes. That brother, man, Ross, I commend you, my brother. Because, let me see. It was during the first Gulf War. I missed out on my daughter being born. I didn't even see my wife or children. It was a year and 2 months before. before I laid eyes on either one of them. And mind you, we didn't have a cell phone where you could FaceTime. So even now in this generation, man, y'all doing good. Y'all get it? Anybody hear what I said? It was at least a year and 2 months. I didn't see my wife, nor my son, nor my newborn daughter until they got overseas. So when all y'all people start bitching about sacrifice, tell me all about it. And you understand me? People act like we ain't never suffered nothing. Teacher Shane sat up here and suffered a family who turned his back on him when he was brand new coming into faith. How it wasn't Sebastian, right?
No.
What was the name of the
Joshua.
How old was he?
3 months.
Joshua was 3 months old before that wicked-ass woman took all his children and his newborn 3 months away from him. And that brother has been here enduring and serving y'all ever since. Now they're getting online. They want to know what daddy says. And they finding out how wicked mama is. Them wicked ass people, man. Y'all full of shit. Y'all hear me? And Yahshua says, unless a man forsake all that he has, and you know these damn women going to try to use the children as a trumpet. Let me tell you something. First of all, number one, I'm a man. And there's no children on this earth that's ever going to trump me from serving Yah. There's no mama, no daddy, no brother, no sister, no height, no breath, no brother, no one. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Get your damn mind made up. Are y'all so just?
Yeah.
You know what he said?
Oh, what'd he say?
I'll give it 100.
Oh, what? Come on.
No.
Come on. Take
you don't have to wait for it in eternity.
No.
Here. I'll give it to you right now.
It's like,
and somebody be like, wait a minute right now.
Come on.
Listen, I realize I'm an old man.
We talk to him, Chef.
Go ahead.
Talk to him, Chef. Rock it down.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I expect all women to honor their husbands in that way.
Wow.
You know why? Let's just be real. We all men, right? Mm-hmm. All men. You got a woman that's going to honor you like that? What damn valley will you
cross? Hold on, Jeff. Hold on. Come on. Is that what
you? What damn mountain will you not climb?
Come on.
Oh!
Oh!
What damn plane
come on,
will you not trick?
Yeah.
Oh!
Come on, Jeff. Come on.
You don't want the love of a woman. You want the love of that woman.
Oh!
Yeah.
Come on.
We.
Wow.
Listen.
Great.
But see, in order to receive this, you got to have Hebraic culture.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
revelation.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Yes. do about this show, man?
Oh,
at least know I know one thing. You and this man, you eat.
That's a shelter.
Yeah.
You got shelter.
Yeah.
You'll be Friday for us.
Yeah, and then you, hey, it may not be Kroger, Walmart, Trucks, everything. Hey,
you'll still survive.
Yeah.
It must be something wrong with the way I think. There's got to be something wrong with us. I know what it is. I'm a cancer to society.
Yeah.
I'm literally a cancer to society.
You're toxic.
Yeah. That's what it is. Toxic masculinity. What do you mean toxic? I believe that a woman ought to be a chaste keeper at home.
Come on.
And while she's a chaste keeper at home, I believe that man should be the damn sole provider.
Yes.
Without depending on nobody damn else.
Bless God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my soul.
Yes, sir.
He should provide for every damn need that she has.
What a
cover. And damn it, if I'm sacrilegious, I'm going to be sacrilegious.
Yes.
Preach.
Oh, hallelujah.
That was great. What a good
press. I'm going to give us all wisdom right now, though. If all Israel hear me, type in 7. I want to make sure you all would hear me. I want all Israel to hear me. Y'all need to please hear me on this one. Please do. Start here at the hub. I want y'all to hear. When you go to Sam's, when you go to Co-op, we all don't have salt mines that we can all just walk up to. I want every community to store at least 200 pounds of salt. Every homestead, at least 100. Every individual, do whatever you can to store everything above what you got and plus community and homestead. Did I say something wrong with that? I said so.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Pastor, what the hell wrong with you?
Oh, nothing wrong.
Ain't a damn thing wrong with me. You couldn't even cross a threshing floor without a salt covering. I'm done. Don't worry about it. I'm finished. How the hell are you going to preserve meat if you don't live in a climate where you can't preserve meat without salt?
There's a room over refrigeration. That's where you used to do it in the smokehouse. Yeah.
Is everybody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I said, is everybody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Eric, you out of work? You good? You always quiet. Why are you quiet now? Don't you have much to say? Oh, you learning, huh? Oh, shit. I got a good-looking son over here.
Yeah.
Done gained a lot of damn weight, too. Where you at? One what?
140.
You look better 140 than you do 120. Hey, you look like a damn beanpole 120. You look better 140, though, man. You look...
That's fantastic,
tell the truth. All right, let's give it up, Ariel. Hey, give it up, Ariel. Hey, hey. Look better. You look better like that, man.
Yeah. Very true.
But I think a lot of times, you know, a lot of things that I think there's escape from the generation, though. I think if they letting it just pass. I hope they're not taking it that light. I hope not. Does that make sense? We need strong sons and daughters. We need it. We need it. Is that right? We need it, Israel. Brother Ron, we glad, man. Brother Ron, but before you get out there and get so motivated, make sure you finish the house. We can petition Elder Kabir for you to sit down a little bit longer. You can shoot all the shit you want, man. We'll help you shoot. We'll pull them out. We'll scout them out for you. Oh, goddamn. But they don't want to send it, though.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get it, man. Once you get that first kill, man, it's in you. It's in your blood. It's in your blood. They be like, I remember when Summer came out here. What the hell is going on with y'all? What do you mean? Damn, y'all killing shit. hell yeah, we killing shit. So you can eat.
Yeah.
But y'all get joy out of it.
Yeah!
Yeah!
On whole purpose.
Please finish the house. Please finish the house. Yeah, I know he wants y'all back. I know he does. That's my brother, though. He's a good brother.
Good
brother, man.
Beautiful brother.
There's no way in hell people could look at Elder Kabir today.
Yes.
To think that he was that damn monster on the field of 20 years ago. They can't see it. But he was.
Yes.
He flat out was. Hallelujah. He's straight up man. He man.
Yes. Good brother. Very good.
All right, Israel. Oh, shit, we tend to. All right. I plan on stopping this early. So, Israel, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., Central Standard Time, we are going to have an extensive teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to declare the end from the beginning.
Woo!
If you leave this teaching and you think that you don't need a baptism,
come on, Pastor.
You're doing.
Come on.
You're done.
Yes, sir.
You're done.
You have to
be. I don't want to hear no more philosophies, no more theologies, ideologies, all this shit I'm in. All that is getting ready to be put to rest.
Yes, sir. Proclaim in Jesus' name.
I'll be surprised if we get out of this sermon and I'm under 3 hours. Somebody said, 3 hours? No, when I teach, 3 hours is like 20 minutes. I said when I teach, 3 hours is literally like 20 minutes. That's how you know you're under the unction of the Most High. I got a big ass head, man. Look at
it. You see this shit, baby, up in here like
Oh, Jesus. Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah.
we here.
We here.
Hallelujah. But tomorrow, we're going to be knee-deep in a very serious teaching.
Very serious.
And I hope.
Covenant teaching.
There it is. I hope. I can only hope that this will be a teaching that everybody can grasp a hold of and hear with a critical ear. But you got to remove your religious bias.
You have to.
You have to take the word verbatim for what it says.
Yes.
So, I give y'all last word. Y'all got a last word? What y'all got?
I don't know if it's going to disconnect or not.
Y'all got a last word? Y'all good?
Yes, sir, sir.
All right. With that said, bless y'all, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcome in the name of my soon coming King, Yahshua, the HaMashiach, Jesus, the Christ. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., Central Standard Time. Shabbat shalom, Israel. The King is coming. Come on, Israel, let's get it. Boy, it's nasty. Weird. Y'all better get yourself red tomorrow. I'm telling you, man. I'm going to cover this from better sheet all the way to the end of Revelation. I've been up since 2:30 this morning. I put about 4 hours in. Drank a little bit of coffee. It's crazy. I can drink a little bit of coffee still basically. That's crazy shit. Wake up and put another 3 hours in, and I'm going to get another 5 hours tomorrow. Oh, it's going to be on. It's going to be on. It's going to be nothing but a book. Y'all better get ready. I already know this subject like the back of my damn hand. I'm waiting to see what y'all going to do my own self.
That's it.
And I'm here. I'm waiting to see. Oh, shoot, I'm here. Y'all can make sure you get some more deer, though.
I plan to.
Ah, man. Shh. Drew's like, oh, yeah. You got it.
You
got to
get
money.
Yes,
yes, it's a
passage.
You know, so what he needs to do is the next hunt, he needs to go out to, y'all to Mount Julia land, right?
Right. Greg JT's down there.
But he needs to go out with them.
They're gone all next week.
Huh?
They're gone all next week.
But y'all still be here.
I don't know how to get back. We're not here.
We
don't have license at all. They're home on only let Brett and JC hunt. Sometimes they don't.
So they got to approve before they get there.
No, he's not going to let them come. He only let Brett and JC hunt because it's his house. He don't want to.
Right. I get it.
Other properties, they probably can hunt. Like Brother Israel, probably Israel.
What about yours?
That's what I'm saying. Yesterday he got his first deer at the trailers behind.
So you know what I'm saying? You're not limited just to here.
Mm-hmm.
You can still get the other one.
I don't know
where they're at.
Well, I mean, you're
right
here.
Yeah.
That'll work for me.
Oh, yeah.
They can lead you out
there.
No, they sure as well. Where to go, yeah. It's supposed to rain on first day anyways.
Now, look, stupid damn it.
Finish the damn house.
The next thing you know, y'all asking me to build a tent, pumps, and every damn thing else. You don't even want to go back to Wisconsin. You want to do them hunt every damn thing out here. So like, pow, hit me.
Talk about piss me off. Man, I thought so many times about just jumping in.
I'll be crying both shit.
That bad?
Straight oh, is that bad?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot zero.
I can get from here to Ottawa without trying.
They walk up to the back door.
Why is that bad? You went up at Kabir's, right? You seen them there. They said, look at you like this. You open up the blinds and look at you like this.
I'm like, Kabir!
No, it took me 2 years before Kabir convinced me. Kabir said, listen, bastard, I hear you. I am in a housing community.
They won't hear you.
It took a while.
Still runs in there.
I like Kabir. Get in a tree, take a knife and jump down.
I was just feeling like, God damn!
I know people think that we barbaric and shit.
No.
Y'all ain't never seen no deer up there in Wisconsin. You can look out the back damn window. There's 8 or 10 of them just sitting there like this.
Every Shabbat. Every Shabbat.
Chill.
Every Shabbat.
Look, brothers, look. They looking like this. Get that ass!
They more scared of a golf ball than a rat. Like 30 turkeys.
That's the whole farm.
Hey, brothers, what'd you think about the broadcast tonight? Ooh.
It's good. I took down, I got to read through all those scriptures that you put in there.
Oh, I got a hell of a lot, I promise you.
I didn't catch the whole thing because me and Umbry was messing with the video, so I didn't hear the whole thing with Elder Becker.
You'll get it.
I got to go back and look at that.
There's only 2 passages, but it's good. I'll make sure I'm taking me a couple. I'm going to take me a couple of tenderloins down Georgia. Oh, yeah. Ryan. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Just get the roof done, man. What you doing? I know. Y'all say I do that front side up there.
Hey, Pastor, don't forget we put that shit in the freezer out there also.
Yeah, but you... Bud said, y'all need another whole rack. Oh, mercy. Them damn things, $60 a sheet right now. Good. Jesus.
Because we have all the bottoms to do.
I know. Whew.
We have 1 buck left, and we're
going to
burn all that.
I know it. I believe it. I get it. I'm going to leave the credit card back with it. I hope I got a little bit of money left for succession retirement and everything else. Damn.
And you'll have a house.
Well, shit. We'll have a house. We don't flow like Kabir. Kabir's like... We don't blow like
that. Yeah, you're not there.
Hallelujah. I'm glad y'all are enjoying your time down here with the simple one. I told Elder Kabir, too. I said, Elder, believe me, I understand. Y'all got the cushion. Y'all don't understand, man. A man is in natural habitation. They enjoy the simple stuff. That's real living.
Oh, yeah.
That's real living right there. Ooh, way that's real living. Mm-hmm. All right. So, tomorrow, hey, y'all not up here, but you was here last week, right?
Yeah.
So, Ron will be here this week. Hey, get your manila papers. Get it ready. Take notes. is going to be on tomorrow. All right, bless you, Brother Israel.
All right, bless
you. All right, King coming, man. See, Charlie, cut this off, man. I don't even know how to cut it off. Woo!